Butterfly Sofa by artist Bill Wareham was commissioned especially for the pathway. Al Voigt says that in commissioning a piece, it's important to know when to let the artist follow their own path.
We give them some guidelines, but then we stay out of their way. And sometimes you don't like it when it's finished, but most of the time it's amusing and different from what you expected.
It's cut from a single piece of pipe.
Artist Bill Wareham.
And I think the pipe was like about 36 inches or 30-something anyway. So by cutting sections out and flipping them, I was able to figure out the seat and the back so that the roll, the gentle curve of that diameter pipe was able to conform to the anatomy of a body without making dents in it. And the reason that worked was there's a space or a gap. The seat doesn't touch the back. So that gap allows enough of a curve that one's body can fit into that. And then, of course, since there's that gap that goes all the way across the back, how does that support it? Well, it's supported by the arms, which are also cut from the same tube or cylinder, and they are at right angles so that they have a nice gentle roll to the left and to the right, of course, at each end. And that ends up being the whole bench, except for, I guess I put some silly stainless steel spheres in the middle just to have something to play with when you're sitting there. It's consistent with other benches that I've done where I've cut the legs out of the seat and then bent those back, or cut the arms out of the back and bend those around. So there's quite a bit of trying to work with what is there without reaching out into what I would call cheating by using another material or another chunk of something else. And, I mean, that's just my ideology when I say cheating, but it's just a matter of try to work with all within the piece to solve its own issues, its own problem, its own support, its own anchoring, and its own aesthetic retinal pleasure.